Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Speer. Three self-declared members of right-wing paramilitary groups are facing conspiracy charges in connection with the storming of the U.S. Capitol. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, all three individuals are now in federal custody.
The three defendants, Thomas Caldwell, Donovan Crowell, and Jessica Watkins, face a range of charges, including conspiracy, destruction of government property, and obstruction of an official proceeding. An affidavit filed in federal court says the trio conspired together to storm the Capitol to try to block Congress's tallying of Joe Biden's electoral victory. The affidavit says Caldwell holds a leadership role in the Oath Keepers paramilitary group, which Crowell and Watkins also allegedly belong to. The defendants planned their activities in Washington, D.C. together, according to Facebook messages cited in the court papers. That includes one to Caldwell on the day of the Capitol riot that read, quote, "All members are in the tunnels under Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas." Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Preparations are continuing in Washington for tomorrow's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, an inauguration that will be unlike any other in history, with not only a global pandemic and the resulting economic fallout to contend with, but also heightened security fears following the riot at the U.S. Capitol earlier this month by pro-Trump extremists that left five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Biden had planned to take a train from his home state of Delaware, but arrived by plane due to security concerns. Some 25,000 National Guard troops are in Washington to ensure a smooth transition of power. The Senate today began holding confirmation hearings for some of President-elect Biden's cabinet nominees. Among them is his choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. NPR's Brian Naylor has that story.
If he's confirmed, Alejandro Mayorkas will face a range of challenges at DHS, from immigration to domestic extremists. He was asked if the Biden administration would dismantle any of the border wall erected by the Trump administration.
It's not a monolithic challenge, the border. The border is varied, depending on the geography, depending on the specific venue, and depending on the conduct of individuals around it.
Prospects for a quick confirmation for Mayorkas disappeared when Republican Senator Josh Hawley said he would object to fast-tracking the nomination because of the next president's plans for immigration policy. Biden is expected to unveil his proposal soon after his inauguration. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
Almost a year to the day since the first coronavirus case was diagnosed in the U.S., the death toll from COVID-19 surged past another milestone today, topping 400,000. The death toll for far higher than that of any other nation, just one more grim coda to Donald Trump's presidency, which ends tomorrow with the swearing-in of President-elect Biden. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street. The Dow was up 116 points. The Nasdaq rose 198 points. This is NPR. Three self-described militia members have been arrested in Ohio and Virginia on federal charges in connection with a mob attack on the U.S. Capitol this month. Federal documents alleging the Virginia man, who goes by the name Commander Tom, and also said he wanted to next storm Ohio's Capitol. Authorities say the man, identified as 65-year-old Edward Caldwell of Clark County, Virginia, is believed to have a leadership role in a group known as the Oath Keepers. The FBI described the organization as a paramilitary group that believes in a shadow conspiracy to strip Americans of their rights. As capital cities around the U.S. prepare for potential violence on Inauguration Day, a small group of mothers in Lincoln, Nebraska, set up a safety hotline and ride-sharing program. Emily Chen Newton reports it's for children who go to school near the state capitol building.
Four elementary and middle schools are within walking distance of the Nebraska Capitol. So with children potentially walking home amid the presence of armed citizens or the National Guard, a grassroots community group set up an emergency hotline for students needing safe rides home on Inauguration Day. Majee Miller-Jenkins says the idea came from the mothers in their group.
There's three of us that are mothers. So when we were thinking about it, we thought about what our children would think about and what our children's environments would be like.
She feels the effort is especially urgent given that the state has not prohibited people from carrying firearms on Capitol grounds. For NPR News, I'm Emily Chen Newton in Nebraska.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher amid hopes further coronavirus stimulus by the incoming Biden administration will boost the economy. Oil rose 62 cents a barrel to close at $52.98 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.